this afternoon session, I'd like to offer a contemplation on equanimity using the teaching of the eight worldly winds. And this is a practice, this is a way of practicing from the suttas, from the Pali Canon, and I'll offer a little bit of context before the contemplation, the practice. And this is a quote from a sutta called The Failings of the World. These are the eight worldly conditions that spin after the world, and the world spins after these eight worldly conditions. Which eight? Gain and loss, status and loss of status, blame, praise, pleasure and pain. And again, to mention again, when the Buddha talks about the world, it seems that often he's referring to the world of our perception and experience. So when he says these are the eight worldly conditions that spin after the world, and the world spins or turns after these eight worldly conditions, we can take this as a reference to the conditions that push and pull on our hearts and minds, that spin the mind, spin the papancha. And in a not unusual fashion, the Buddha goes on to outline two scenarios with the eight worldly conditions. One of the uninstructed run-of-the-mill person, which is the description of the person who's not practicing. It's quite a funny term that is used in the suttas to refer to the person who's, let's say, we could take it to mean us in our less awakened moments. The run-of-the-mill, uninstructed person. I won't read the whole thing to you, but long story short, it never turns out very well for this. It doesn't go very well. It's always a mass of suffering. Usually some wailing at some point. This is a relatable experience. And contrasting this figure is the character of the well-instructed disciple of the Noble Ones. There's some thumbs up in the audience for this. You can sense the duality of the comparing mind arising. Again, we could take this to be, perhaps we embody this somewhat when we're more in touch with our more aspects of meditative wisdom and insight and clarity and mindfulness and the Brahma Viharas. And so the Buddha describes what happens when the eight worldly winds arise for the well-instructed disciple. Gain arises for a well-instructed disciple of the Noble Ones. They reflect, gain has arisen for me. It is inconstant, stressful, and subject to change. They discern it as it actually is. This person's mind does not remain consumed with gain. They do not welcome the arisen gain or rebel against arisen loss. As this person thus abandons welcoming and rebelling, they are released from birth, aging, death, from sorrows, lamentations, pains, distresses, and despairs. They are released, I tell you, from suffering and stress. So the sutta offers us a reflection that supports coming into a relationship of non-clinging with the worldly winds. It's a meditative reflection, a practice reflection. Gain has arisen for me. It is inconstant, stressful, and subject to change. Stressful here means unsatisfactory. It's a particular translation of dukkha. So I don't know how that strikes you. Is it a question? Okay, if it's, let's take it.
Yeah, I don't know what does gain mean.
Gain is like Hürde, some kind of good fortune, something that's a good thing for you, some kind of gain. So there's this reflection, gain has arisen for me. It is inconstant, unsatisfactory, subject to change. And we can hear this in a lot of ways. It can sound quite somber. It can sound like quite a serious reflection, quite sobering. And sometimes it can bring up a reaction of, I'm not sure if I really want to look at my life and the aspects of my life through this lens of everything is unsatisfactory and subject to change. And kind of counterintuitively, this reflection can actually open up a lot of meditative beauty. It can open up a lot of letting go, a lot of peace, a lot of ease, stillness, equanimity. It can be a really beautiful and profound contemplation. And we could think of this as a way of looking or a way of attending to the difficult, a way of relating to the difficult that supports and facilitates letting go, supports and facilitates acceptance, leading to acceptance, to non-reactivity, all of these different aspects of equanimity, the quality of equanimity, the unshakable heart. There can be a kind of surprising, beautiful peace or stillness or silence that arises as you bring this reflection to bear on these different aspects. And so the practice that we'll be engaging in is, the invitation is, we'll settle in with the sensitivity and body awareness that we've been cultivating. And the invitation is to bring to mind some gain, some fortune, something positive that's happened, that you've experienced. And engaging with this contemplation, it's inconstant, it's unsatisfactory, subject to change. And just dwelling with that for a while, letting that view permeate, letting that touch the heart, influence our way of seeing, way of relating to this event. We'll go through the eight worldly winds, bringing to mind events from your own life that feel like, okay, this is an example of this. Let me hold this. Let me, for this practice, for this moment, just look through this lens, through this lens of letting go, of dispassion, allowing that to calm the heart. And again, as with all of the reflections that we've offered, with the gains and the losses and the different life situations, the encouragement is to really sense in, listen in, what feels appropriate for you in your practice? What do you want to bring in? So not to go immediately if there's some really difficult loss or life situation. You don't have to dive into that immediately. Often it's better not to, but just to sort of familiarize yourself with this practice, especially if it's new, finding an appropriate thing to practice with. So let's explore some of that through guided contemplation. And again, taking some moments to find the body, find the ground. Inviting the attention once again to drop into the space of the body. Feeling the connection with the earth, opening up to the whole field of sensations, life of the body. Allowing the attention to be light and delicate. Sensitive in receiving this moment. Inviting the breath to soften any unnecessary tensions. Letting this contemplation be in service of compassion and equanimity. When you feel ready, bringing to mind some gain, some benefit, some fortunate event. From your own life over the past months or years. Remembering, holding it in your attention and imagination. And attuning to this reflection, gain has arisen for me. is inconstant. Unsatisfactory. Subject to change. Letting this reflection land on the heart. Letting yourself see this life event through this gaze. Noticing how this feels in the heart. This is inconstant, unsatisfactory. Subject to change. Letting go, beginning to let go of this image. And bringing to mind some loss. Some change that we would have wanted to hold on to. Something that feels appropriate for this practice. Be material, could be otherwise. And holding this life event in your imagination, in your mind. This too is impermanent, unsatisfactory, subject to change. letting yourself see this life event through this lens, through this reflection. Letting it be in the service of letting go. In the service of compassion, equanimity. Again, noticing how does this feel in the heart, in the mind and the body. Again, letting go of this reflection. Bringing to mind some event, some role or status that has occurred in life that you were happy to receive or be part of. This role, this status has arisen. It is impermanent, unsatisfactory, subject to change. Yourself attuned to the acceptance and letting go in this reflection. Being sensitive to any resonances of letting go, of silence, of stillness, peace. Also letting go of this one. Bringing to mind, to the imagination, some situation or event of loss of some role or status that felt important. Again, letting yourself reflect as to its impermanent and unsatisfactory, subject to change. Letting this reflection inform your way of relating, your way of seeing. You wish dropping the reflection into the space of the body and the heart. This too is impermanent and unsatisfactory, subject to change. Again, letting yourself move on in the reflection, bringing to mind some situation or event of receiving praise. Some good words from others. Remembering, feeling how this landed in the heart. again reflecting as to is impermanent, unsatisfactory, subject to change. Letting this be a compassionate reflection of letting go. Letting the reactivity begin to fall away. Allowing this reflection to begin to pacify the heart. Likewise, moving on, remembering some event or situation that has arisen around blame. Remembering again how this felt. The complexities, the emotions. Reflecting how these worldly winds are impermanent, unsatisfactory, subject to change. Letting this reflection lead the heart towards equanimity or stillness, non-reactivity. Bringing to mind some situation of well-being or pleasure. And again, reflecting. This too is impermanent, unsatisfactory, subject to change. Allowing this reflection to open some sense of non-clinging, non-reactivity. The heart settle to whatever quietness, stillness, silence may be there. Finally, bringing to mind some situation of discomfort or pain. Remembering how it felt in the awareness in the body. This too is impermanent and unsatisfactory. Subject to change. Again, as we're nearing the end of the contemplation, taking a moment to note the effects of this practice on the citta, the mind and the heart, the field of the body. There's one reflection, one way of looking that can incline the mind towards equanimity or peace.